A Middle Eastern bazaar is the focus of our GeoQuiz today. The bazaar, or souk, we're looking for is in Egypt's capital, Cairo. This marketplace in the city's Islamic district has been continuously open since the Middle Ages, and it remains very popular and crowded today. Shoppers can wander around the narrow alleys or pop into tiny cafes serving strong coffee. They can also haggle over prices with vendors who sell everything from chandeliers and spices to hookah pipes and ouds. And there's something else that unfortunately shows up for sale there, illegal ivory. We'll be back in a few minutes to reveal the name of this old bazaar in Cairo and to find out more about the illegal ivory trade. Back to our GeoQuiz now. We're looking for the name of the Egyptian market or souk located in the Islamic district of Cairo. It's a place that's constantly busy with tourists and Egyptians. And according to the conservation group Traffic, it's where illegal trade in elephant ivory is flourishing. Wildlife expert Esmond Martin has investigated the Egyptian ivory trade. First, describe the setting where you come across illegal ivory sellers in Cairo. Are these vendors hidden away in dark alleys or out in the open?
No, the vendors are completely out in the open. The main market in Cairo is called the Khan El Khalili. It dates back to about the 16th century. And there are many shops there, and the ivory's in the windows, it's on shelves, it's completely open. Otherwise, the tourists who come there in large numbers wouldn't be able to see them.
Okay, you heard Esmond Martin give the answer to the GeoQuiz today, Khan El Khalili. So who are these vendors, Esmond Martin? They must know that this trade is illegal. Are they unaware of the elephant poaching that goes on in Africa?
The traders are totally dealing in illegal products. Yes, they do know about the poaching, but they say that's the problem of those people, not the Egyptians. The Egyptians aren't doing any killing of elephants.
And, I mean, how long has this been going on?
The trade in ivory in Egypt's been going on for thousands of years. It must be the oldest in Africa by far. When I first studied it back in 1998, I found 20,000 pieces of ivory for sale. This decreased to about half of that in 2005. But unfortunately, since then, the amount of ivory seen, which is about 9,000 pieces, 9,000 plus, has not decreased, which is extremely discouraging. And the reason for that is that there's been no government inspections. So there's no risk of being arrested or put into prison or fined. So the trades just continue in their illegal activities.
So we've got photos at theworld.org of some of the ivory pieces, and one of the pictures shows an ivory walking stick in the process of being carved. Who's buying the stuff?
The walking sticks are bought by Egyptians and by Gulf Arabs. But the main buyers in Egypt today are the Chinese, especially in Cairo. In 2005, the main buyers were French, Italians, and Spanish, and a few Americans. But since then, just in the last few years, the Chinese have taken over. They're buying over half of all the ivory items for sale in Egypt today.
So, Esmond, you studied this problem for the conservation group Traffic. What is the impact of this ivory trade in Cairo, in Egypt? Is it taking a toll on elephant populations across Africa?
Most of the tusks being carved in Egypt are coming from countries such as the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Central African Republic. So the ivory is coming in. A lot of the people organizing the poaching of elephants in Central Africa are government authorities, like armies and police force. So this encourages mismanagement and corruption as well. So it's not just killing elephants or just selling stuff in Cairo. It's having a negative effect on the society in many African countries.
So what do you think ought to be done about this problem?
Well, what we need to do is to encourage the Egyptians to enforce their own laws. And it'll be very simple. All they have to do is go around and check the shops and to enforce their laws, either seize the illegal ivory or try to get the vendors to get rid of it very quickly.
And what do you think can be done about the Chinese who are buying all this ivory?
You know, there's a big problem in China because the Chinese now, many of them are wealthy enough to buy ivory, and it's been part of their culture for thousands of years.
Right.
So we have to encourage them to use perhaps a substitute material or stop buying ivory altogether.
How hard is that going to be?
In my opinion, it's going to be very difficult, which certainly the Egyptians can do more. And if they don't do more, the tourist industry, which is huge, there were 13 million tourists in Egypt in 2010. We could encourage the companies that send those tourists there and the tourist hotels to put some pressure on the government to enforce its own laws.
Wildlife expert Esmond Martin has investigated the Egyptian ivory trade going on in Khan el Khalili in Cairo. Esmond, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
A quick shout out to today's geotexting game winners: Anna in Charleston, South Carolina, Annette in Morris, Illinois, and Jamil in San Ramon, California. They all texted in the correct answer today: the Khan el Khalili market in Cairo. Good job, all. You too can impress your friends. Just text GeoQuiz one word to 69866.